Chapter 20, in which all is chaos. Instantly, Luke and his deadly green blade are whirling through the air, slicing into the closest guard, the leathery one, sending him tumbling into the pit. The other guards on the skiff rush forward, all except two, the one who is really Lando, and the one Lando now has in a chokehold. Jabba sees it all from his sail barge and bellows with rage.
Armaputa, the bastard!
He yells curse-filled commands, and his underlings scramble to obey. Lightsaber roaring and slashing, Luke sends another sluggish, rodent-like guard over the edge and into the pit. That one was easy. But now Luke faces the second of the leather-faced guards, a seasoned warrior who is now enraged by the death of his brother. He jabs expertly with a cruel-looking axe, but with the lightning speed of a Jedi, Luke has already stepped aside, spun around, and delivered a fatal lunge with his lightsaber. The guard crumples to the deck, and Luke leaps across the body to his friends. Quickly, he begins to remove the chains from Chewbacca, who has been guarding Han, but is eager to join the fight. Easy, Chewie. But now a blast hits the skiff. Jabba's gunners are firing the sail barge's side laser cannon. The second shot hits the tail of the skiff, and it rocks so violently that Chewie clutches Han to keep him from spilling over the rail. Lando, however, does go over the side, but he manages to clutch a cable as he plummets.
Whoa, whoa!
He yells, dangling over the pit, with hungry tentacles slithering toward him. Luke's heart sinks. This wasn't part of the plan. It's not going right. These thoughts eat away at his focus. On the deck of the sail barge, Boba Fett has been trying to decide if it's worth his while to get involved. The risk means nothing to him, but the size of the reward means everything. If there was time, he'd negotiate a deal with Jabba. But with things happening so fast, he decides to save the day first and strike a bargain later. Tapping the control module on his armored glove, he activates his rocket pack, making a graceful leap from one skiff to the other. Luke, distracted by the chaos and busy freeing Han, hasn't seen him come. But just as Boba raises his blaster to take an easy shot, Luke senses the danger and spins around, his whirling lightsaber slicing right through Boba's blaster. Before either can react, another blast from the barge cannon hits the skiff's deck, sending up a spray of metal shards and flinging Han and Chewie against the rail. Chewbacca's been hit by the shrapnel and howls in pain.
Chewie, you okay?
Yells Han.
Where is he?
Luke glances over to see, giving Boba the time he needs to push a button on his other glove. This time, a metal cable snakes out, wrapping around Luke and pinning his arms to his side. But it's been a long time since Boba tangled with a Jedi, and his tricks aren't good enough. Luke is able to bend one wrist enough to use his lightsaber to sever the cable. Another laser blast hits the skiff. This one knocks Boba Fett to the deck, where he lays, seemingly unconscious or even dead. A bit of luck for our heroes? Not really, since the same blast nearly shakes Lando off the cable and into the pit. His grip is slipping.
Han! Chewie!
He calls out in desperation. With Boba and the guards beaten, they should now be able to pull Lando to safety. But here comes the other skiff, and it's full of fresh guards. This is where fear might take control of a lesser hero. The Force is strong within Luke, but he must turn away from fear and focus as his masters have taught him. There is no time for him to think about this, no time to make a decision. He either is a Jedi or he isn't. And now he's in the air again, leaping an impossible distance high over the Sarlacc, landing on the incoming skiff before the guards can react, swirling and striking, a blur of motion, his lightsaber whirring and whirling. He's killed two guards almost before they realize he's on board. The other guards open fire with their blasters, but Luke blocks each shot with a sweep of his lightsaber and presses the attack. Now it is the guards who know fear. They are no match for a Jedi Knight. Back on the other skiff, Boba Fett climbs to his feet and fixes his glare on Luke, only a few yards away on the other skiff. He's furious at Jabba and his gunners for shooting at the craft while he's on it. But that's a score he plans to settle later. He raises his armored glove yet again and aims it at Luke, who is too busy avoiding blaster fire to sense it this time. Chewie sees the danger, but he is too hurt to stop Boba. He howls at Han.
Boba Fett? Boba Fett, where?
Han, brandishing a deadly electro spear dropped by one of the guards, steps forward, swinging it wildly. Many skilled fighters, even Jedi, have tried to fight Boba Fett before, and they've all failed. Han Solo, on his best day, wouldn't stand a chance. Fett is too good, too careful, too cunning. He could never be beaten by skill. But dumb luck? That's where Solo has always excelled. The electro spear hits Boba Fett in the back, sending a wallop of electricity into his jetpack. It ignites instantly. Boba rockets through the air. He grabs uselessly at the short-circuited controls of the rocket. He has just enough time to think of how silly he must look before he slams into the side of the sail barge and then falls, arms flailing, past the skiffs, past Lando, past the tentacles and the teeth, and into the belly of the Sarlacc. Cheers, Chewie.